Are you curious about bodies, pleasure, and possibilities? And what about curious about what others are up to on the planet when it comes to pleasure, sex, and play? Have you considered what pleasure can do for your life, your body, and your bank account? Do you know something magical, delightful, and out of this world orgasmic is not only possible for you, but totally available to you? If you're ready to be the magical, sexual, sexy beast you know you can be, and you just need the tools to get there, you're in the right place. Now, here is the host of The Pleasure Zone, sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, and holistic health practitioner, Milica Jelinic.
Welcome, my sweet pleasure seekers. It is, it's kind of fun. I've had this series or something, unintentional series going on. Sometimes I get these unintentional series going on. Sometimes I'll go for like 10 weeks of talking about how to get out of trauma and different ways to do that. And then this is, for some reason, it got inspired by the thought of after play. And then I was like, what about before play? Not as foreplay, but as before the foreplay. And there'll be some more that follow up with this too. A little series, about five of them. I don't know, just seemed like a fun thing to do, kids. So first things first is, if you are brand new to this station, I'd love it if you could just go on, and we have a few options. We have an app, and you can download our app for the Inspired Choices Network. Go get that. You can also go over to YouTube and you can follow us as Inspired Choices Network as a collective. There's tons of shows on there, and you can go like and follow us and comment. Go listen to a bunch of shows, especially go listen to my shows, The Pleasure Zone. I'd love that. And comment and like and share. I'd love that too. So just so you know, we are on over 400 platforms. And so if you're like wondering, where else can I get this? I randomly tuned in here or here or here. We're on like 400 platforms. So the chances are you'll bump into the Inspired Choices Network somewhere. And through that, you'll find The Pleasure Zone. So I wanted to let you guys know that if you are brand new. If you aren't brand new, I'd love to hear, where are you listening to these shows? Like, when you are listening or watching, I'd love to hear from you and to know, where are you doing that? So if you put comments, or if you interact with any of the posts, if you can interact with them, then I'll know where our greatest listenership is. We do get numbers as well, but I'm curious where my active listeners are, people who are enjoying popping on a regular basis. And or send me an email through milicajelinic.com. And I'd love to hear from you anyway, because I love hearing from all my listeners. And one of the things that I gain from my listeners is ideas for shows. And I've had quite a few shows that come out of specifically from listeners. I've had one-on-one chats with listeners. I have developed relationships and friendships with listeners in so many different ways. So I am so, so grateful for this platform and being able to connect with all of you through all these different sources. So why I'm saying that is because these kinds of conversations are actually kind of what before play is about. It's kind of what we're doing in life with before play, is developing relationships, letting people know, you know, how would you like to be connected to, what would you like, and asking for it, but also being willing to hear out from other people what they would like. So that's just a little tidbit of how that works in the working world, the business world, but you can use all of these before play tips for creating better friendships as well. However, this one really is geared towards loverships. So everything too that we're talking about today in before play are all things that you can develop for you first if you're a solo practitioner, and then you can begin to incorporate these ideas into your life if you have a partner. And if you already have a partner, you can play with these ideas together for sure. So before play is not just a warm-up. It's the art of building anticipation. It's the art of being present. It's intimacy long before the sex ever begins. It is creating a relationship where you're walking around on a daily basis feeling calm, feeling heard, feeling seen, feeling present with your partner, and vice versa, so that it's mutual. And it's one of those things that's incredibly important when you are interested in having a long-term relationship, or if you're interested in cultivating intimacy, and or interested in things where the play might get a little bit dangerous, like kinky play, where you really need to be able to trust your partner. So, wow, it's before play is actually too, for me, is all the things that come in life that are not even related to necessarily sex at all. So I'm going to throw some of those in too. It's like knowing who is best in the house at, say, doing the finances. Maybe it's both of you, but being able to have your relationship function in the most streamlined way, right? So if everybody's doing exactly what they're really good at and they don't regret it and they're not feeling like, obligated to do A, B, C, or D, but it's actually something they're really good at, then they can contribute to the relationship where, some of those are going to be acts of service. Some of those might be, figuring out ways to spend quality time together and also adding things, like as in the five love languages, adding things on top of those two love languages, like touch. And whether that's a hug on a daily basis or whether you're giving words of affirmation and gratitude, like, wow, that was really great, how you blah 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 did this or that, and I'm so grateful that you did such and such. Doing that back and forth for each other can help build a sense of safety and love. So if you feel like that's lacking in your relationship and you're like, I don't really want to have sex with my partner. Usually, when it comes down to it, when people don't want to have sex, is either they have pain. That can sometimes be a huge thing, is like there's pain. The pain may have started with a physical or emotional trauma, sexual trauma. There's that category that might not want to have sex. And we talk about that a lot on here. The other category of not wanting to have sex might be because your partner doesn't listen to your desires, and you might have felt like you've said a million times the things you'd like to have, but they never really truly listen and follow through. So that's another category we talk a lot about as well. And this part of it has to do with cultivating the relationship. So when you're cultivating the relationship, you're being able to trust each other, love each other, being able to know and anticipate sometimes. Like, for example, if I'm feeling crusty, everybody in the house knows, just walk away or offer me tea or broth. Like those are the things you offer me when I'm feeling crusty. And generally, if I'm feeling crusty, it's three things. I'm either really tired, really hungry, or I'm really horny. So yeah, a bum rub is a really good way to get things going. So you, when you know your partner and you know what their needs are, and you have already discussed this, they might not want to tell you 100 times. It's like one, two, or three. And sometimes when you're in a stress zone, you don't even know which one it is. So to have somebody there to go, are you hungry? Are you tired? Are you horny? That's helpful. And usually I'm pretty good at figuring that out myself. But if you're not very good at that, than having a partner that can at least play with you to ask you those questions that are related to you, because it might not be the same as what mine are. So before play is really about developing a relationship and a way of communicating with each other that is going to be functional for your relationship. So not everybody will communicate the same. Some people don't like a lot of soft and gentle words. They more want it rough, and they want to use like harsher language. Like instead of saying maybe penis, they want to like say the words that if I say on here, I'm gonna get like canceled. So the COCK word, and that sort of thing depends on the languaging too. So it's good to know the kind of languaging that your partner likes as well, so that when they hear it, they don't feel like you're being cruel or mean or sarcastic. You're relating to them in the way they can hear you. So the before play, the sexiest part of a relationship is connecting in your minds, because orgasms start in the mind. And orgasms, not only do they start in the mind, sometimes bodies will have responses that are very orgasm-like, but the brain isn't firing off on those cues. So, as much as your body might have some pleasure responses, it might not have orgasmic responses. And so there are ways that you can cultivate that too with a few different things. So you can get in with your partner to be able to have conversations that might trigger those parts of their brains through language rather than touch, through scent or different senses. So when our body takes in sensory input, then it often has the ability to give a different output. So that has to do with the way our brains operate. It has to do with neurology. So I've talked many times about using different sensory experiences to enhance things. And so the before play can include things like having a clean house or having, some lovely scents around the home. A lot of this stuff is going to give a different sensory input to your body, to your brain, and your brain will start to feel safe and turned on and also stimulated at the same time. As much as it feels calm, it can also feel simultaneously stimulated. So we're looking at all the great ways that we can encourage our partners to love us and that we can love them and develop a relationship prior to the body parts slamming together. So, although that part's a lot of fun, right? So we don't want to negate that. We just want to get you into the mode and get your partner into the mode where there is a deep, deep connection. And that deep, deep connection is going to have you feel like there is, like you won't be abandoned, one. And a lot of times abandonment can be a huge contribution to people not wanting to have sex too, because like, oh, you're just going to walk away from me. And we talked about afterplay in the last episode, and cuddling after having sex is a really great way, or doing any of those afterplay tips is a really great way to have your partner feel like they are looked after and they're not abandoned and they'll want to come back for more. So look after each other. Do things that are kind to each other. This is kind of like a reminder of kindness. And we can get out of those things because, life gets busy and you just get on with your day, but you don't think about the simple, kind things you can do for your partner. So one of the simplest, kindest things that I think you could do on a daily basis is, like, if you and your partner wake up at relatively the same time and your partner's, somebody who likes coffee, maybe coffee is a really nice thing to do. Or if, you're waking up at the same time and you have like 20 minutes to spare, having a nice morning cuddle is a nice thing to do to connect. So you can do these things. They don't cost money. They do. It is about investing your time. And what we want to do is have all of those in place, because having that sense of connection, emotional and physical intimacy, is going to help your body to feel safe enough to also ask for what you desire. And if you have the capacity to ask for what you would really like, and your partner can follow through and hear you and then deliver that, then you, that is like the, those are the ingredients of magic, and those are the ingredients of super delightful pleasure. And I've met a lot of people who are like, oh, yeah, no, I've had really great sex. I'm like, have you though? Because there is something that happens to bodies when they've had very delightful sex and their bodies light up. And you can kind of see when somebody's body is relaxed enough and receiving enough that they're having that. Or the way that they're talking about their experiences, you can kind of get, there's like an edge of energy you can get. Maybe it's because you talk to enough people, you get the edge of energy where you know that there's something that they know that they haven't experienced yet, but they're not quite sure, but they're hoping they've had the best sex of their lives. But usually there's always even better, more connected experiences you can have, even with the partner that you're with. So whether you've been together for one time or you've been together for decades, your sex can get better and better and better because your emotional and physical intimacy can improve all the time. We're going to head to our first commercial break. You're listening to the Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network. I'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for the Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. This is the Pleasure Zone, and I'm your host, Milica Jelinic. And today we're talking about before play. Before the foreplay, this is what I'm talking about. What happens before the foreplay? Before the foreplay, we actually are developing our relationship on a minute-to-minute, second-to-second basis. And part of before the foreplay is to be able to have that exquisite communication with your partner that only really comes from being willing to be vulnerable, from being willing to break down some of your own limitations, as well as some of your own barriers and blocks, maybe things that have occurred in your life that are just stopping you from being able to ask for what you like. Before the foreplay, we are looking at how to spark things, like how do you spark desire that will turn into passion, that turns into climax. Although that's not the target ever, it is just that it happens. So we're going to look at some of the ways that on a daily basis we can spark our senses and have them be able to feel excited, or excited, it sounds like it's like on fight or flight, but what I mean by excited is that you feel delighted. That's more of it. It's like you feel delighted by your life. So how do we create that? So let's start with touch, right? So on a daily basis, as the before the foreplay, and I talk about this a lot, and it still surprises me to this day how many people, this is kind of a novel concept. Hug your partner at least once a day, a good 30-second hug. And I know you guys know this, but it's like, practice it. I can give you all the tools in the world, and you can have a toolbox the size of a dump truck, but if you're not taking those tools out and using them, then it's just like hoarding and waste of space. So use these tools. Hug your partner for at least 30 seconds a day. There's also a practice that I got out of the book, The Art of Gifting and Receiving, Giving and Receiving, The Wheel of Consent, where it talks about having a 3 minute of hand holding. But you can go into that book and there are so many practice things that you can do with touch that come out of The Wheel of Consent. And I've talked about that book quite a lot on here. I want to keep it really, really simple with touch, because if you are in a partnership that your partner is good with having hugs, some people aren't, but if you're good with having hugs or even just hand holding in a very nonchalant way, this or bum holding, because I'm the bum holder of magnitude, if that is something that you and your partner agree that you enjoy, then do it. Do it. Do it for 30 seconds. So let's just get the energy of that. Like, imagine the person that you adore. And if they're not there right now, just know that you can probably sense what their hug feels like. Just take some deep breaths in and let your body really feel and sense, what is it like to just have a hug from that person? What happens with your body? Do you start to notice that you calm down, that you breathe a little deeper? Do you feel safer? Do you feel like things in the world are going to be okay? Because a lot of times this is what that hug can do. It brings in that happy oxytocin feeling. And then your body starts to just feel more and more, not just safe, but it feels open. Open to receive whatever is possible, right? So these little steps and tools, as much as we're talking about them as relationship-based, this isn't just going to affect your relationship. When you can be that kind of calm and be in that space of receiving, you can receive other things. Like if you're a business owner, you can receive more clients. You can receive more health. You can receive a lot of things when you start to just allow your body to open up. And your body will only open up when it feels calm and safe. Otherwise, it's going to have walls up and be like in fight or flight and ready to attack at any minute. So deep breathe. Feel your partner. They're there. Give them a hug if they're open to it. And if they're not there, just imagine what it's like to hold them or to have them hold you. Can be standing up or spooning or anything like that, where you can either feel your hearts connecting or you're connecting to their spine. Breathe that in, breathe that energy in, because it is something that if your partner is not there anymore, if maybe they're traveling or they're away, or maybe they passed on, you could still feel them. You'll still remember that. And that energy will still permeate into your cells, into your nervous system, and allow you to be calmer and calmer and feel connected. Now we're going to use another sense, sound. So whether that's that you have beautiful, like soft music playing in your background, you know, creating the vibe of sensuality in your home. I know lots of people who have like a low music that plays all the time in their house. And that low music really helps the whole environment of them, for them, themselves, and for everybody in their home as well. So you can have music that you really enjoy. That's part of sound, but you can also use your voice. And you can use everything to do with your words of affirmation to incorporate sound in communication. So you can also communicate, like when you're hugging your partner, if they're there in real life, you can, you know, give some nice, like, like just like really savor it with some, like all those like great, I'm really loving this sound. And it starts to help them feel like, you know, and do it from a genuine place, like just allowing yourself to make the sound that your body would like to make. And then as you do that, your partner will start to realize that you really enjoy being around them. And then who wouldn't want to be around somebody who really enjoys being around them, as long as, you know, it's mutual that they enjoy being around each other. So sound can be things that are external. They can also be internal. Like, so the external sounds are like the things like music or saying things to somebody else. But the sounds in our head matter as well. We need to get those in check. So if you've got a lot of chatter going on in your head that's, you know, saying things to you like, you're not good enough, nobody loves you, you'll never have this and you'll never have that, you need to get into a habit of being able to clear those, check. And using a method from Byron Katie is great. The four questions of is it true? How do I know for certain that it's true? Without this thought, who would I be? How would I feel? And then turn it around. Get that chatter out of your brain. You could do tapping like EFT. You could do you can do a lot of things to switch your mindset. And those sounds in your head can be volatile to a relationship. They can be that spark that throws everything off, and they're all just in your head, right? So they're you might have based them on some past experience or some anticipated future experience, but those sounds, those voices that you're hearing, that chatter that can go on and on, is not it's not going to contribute to you having like the space of calm with your partner. So if there is chatter that repeatedly comes up that are concerns, bring them to the surface and have a conversation about that. If you don't know how to start a conversation with your partner, connect with me and we can do that together. We can assist you on that. So connect with me through mielitsayelenich.com. So we got the sounds of the chatter in the head. Sometimes as you start to realize that they're not even true or real, they'll start to disappear. Sometimes those sounds in the head need other sounds to counteract them. So doing things like mantras are great because they'll switch your thought patterns as well. Mantras are basically anything where you are doing a repetitive thing with words. And a lot of mantras I find are more effective in languages that you do not fully recognize because it'll bypass your logical brain that's trying to think about what does this mean and am I saying it correctly? Like you're just going to be engaged with the energy of it. So play with that a bit and just see what is it like to. And if you don't really know what mantras to do, just like look it up on Spotify. You can find all kinds of mantras on there, and whichever ones kind of float your boat, utilize them to start to switch your brain up. Prayer is also a form of mantra if you're doing it in a repetitive way. And that can start to switch the sounds in your brain because those sounds in our brain are sometimes the worst. Even if somebody's telling us lots of great things about ourselves, can't hear them because that chatter is so loud. So, yeah, sound is an interesting thing. Also, having sounds that aren't intrusive, like if you have sound that's like really obnoxiously noisy going on, then it can be distractive. So, turn off things like your cell phones and everything else while you are in the midst of play, because it's not going to be a contribution to you, your body, or your intimacy with your partner if you're on edge from different noises, or if you've got like some sound of some mechanical thing in your house is obnoxious, it's going to really throw you off. And we're going to move on to smell. So let's just use this as an example. I mean, some people like the smell of poo and diapers, but like the smell of poo and diapers is not attractive. So if you are, if you have children and they're like little and they're still in diapers, being maybe around the diaper smell isn't going to really get you off. Being around the smell of small children and vomit and dog smell and cat pee and things like that. So you're going to want to be able to get into a smell that's going to switch you out of this is work, because smelling all those things like cleaning the diapers and cleaning animal litter boxes or whatever, all that is work. It's probably not things people love to do. And if that's all you can smell, your brain is probably going to start to tell you that you're doing work and everything you're doing right now is work. So you need to switch it to a smell that smells like delightful and enjoyable and not work. And so some of the smells that people tend to like are things like vanillas. They don't really smell so much like work unless you've worked in a bakery and then you smell vanilla and it reminds you of work. So use smells that for you don't trigger any thoughts of work or stress or poverty, because those are going to throw you off. And what do I mean by that? Like I have this thing where when I walk into certain bakeries, the smell of baked goods can remind me of poverty because I grew up with a mom who had a bakery and she was super stressed. She was working like 18 hours a day when I was not even 2 years old. And so for me, whenever I smell baked goods, I just remember her not, she wasn't available. So like a band feeling abandoned, feeling not seen, not loved, not heard. So for me, baked goods are like the way to, they actually can make me want to throw up. So not there's a few things in baked goods that I love the smell of. One of them is chocolate chip cookies because it reminds me of my grandma, who she would bake cookies and it wasn't, she wasn't abandoning us like we would be involved. But my mom was working her butt off. She did not have the time for that. She was running a business. So some smells will remind you of things. And you might not even know why at first, why they're so offensive. Like the smell of alcohol on people is a real absolute turn off for me. Like I could walk away in a hot second if I smell alcohol on somebody's breath. Like, no, thank you. Not a turn on. So it reminds me of too many circumstances that were violent and gross. So, and then we also want to look at taste, right? And sight. Well, we're going to get into those because we're going to head to our next commercial break. You're listening to the Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Yelena Tzialanich, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelenic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show, with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelenic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly, other areas of your life as well. Listen for the Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelenic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelenic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. I hope that during that last commercial break, you kind of took in some of those tools that I'd mentioned beforehand, things like checking in on your brain and those thought things, and things like hugging the person that you love, even if they're not there. Because the more you practice them as if they're just part of your life, the more they just become part of your life. And then they're not something that you have to remember to do because you'll feel them. They'll be so, those tools will be so integrated into your life. They're no longer tools. They're just part of you. So we didn't get to two of the senses yet, and one is taste and one is sight. So with taste, this is, taste is very much connected to smell. And sight too. Like sometimes you can look at something and you think that's going to taste awful, and then you kind of like create it as tasting awful in your head. Although your taste buds will then mess with you because you're like, why does that look so bad? But it tastes so good. Anyhow, taste. Taste is an interesting one. How do you taste your partner on a daily basis? Well, it's not necessarily about tasting them, although it can be. And we have done entire episodes on using your tongue, like on your partner's whole body, oral sex, kisses, all kinds of things to do with your tongue. Kinky things with your tongues too, like sucking on toes and fingers and ears and all you name it, breasts, whatever you love. And taste too can be about just how your mouth feels and tastes. So, like, if you love that, like, I love the taste of cinnamon. So, if you love the taste of cinnamon and having that taste in your mouth can start to help your body feel happy. If you have like a taste of, and I love the taste of garlic, but I don't like the aftertaste of garlic. So, if you know you're like loving the taste of garlic, but then you've got the aftertaste and you're like, ugh, I don't like that, switching it up, you know, brushing your teeth, doing things so that your taste in your mouth feels good to you. Because if the taste in your mouth feels good to you, then the chances are that your partner is going to enjoy kissing you more because you're in a space of comfort with your own mouth. So how does your mouth taste? You know, if you love the taste of cigarettes and your partner really doesn't love the taste of cigarettes on your mouth, then, you know, it's good to tell them, you know, I really don't like the taste of cigarettes. I don't like the taste of cigarettes, alcohol, or certain like old smells, but cigarettes and alcohol are pretty for me. And if you can at least have some flavors, and it's also part of the scent, right? Smelling that on somebody's breath. But if you can taste that, your body will be happy. Like during the break, I was having broth time because it was like my body just wanted broth today. And so I was having broth, and it makes my body feel so happy and calm. And then if my body's happy and calm, how do you figure that's gonna play out in the rest of like with everybody else in my house? So if I'm happy and calm around my husband, then what do you think's going to happen for him? He's probably not going to be so stressed. If I'm walking around and not feeling so hot or great, he gets super stressed. He gets on like eggshells. He's worried that he's going to like hurt me or something. I don't know. He gets very concerned. I don't really know where that comes from because I've never yelled at him that I'm aware of, or in my sense of yelling, but maybe to him I did. So, you know, having the things that taste nice that help your body be calm and happy will reflect out to in your how your body is responding to certain things. It might even start to alleviate pains. It can start to switch on new neural receptor, like your neural receptors for pleasure start to turn on, and the pain ones start to tone down a bit. But it's not about using food to make you feel better. It's about having flavor in your mouth. You could just put it in and spit it out. It's just about having that flavor to be able to trigger new brain connections. So taste is actually really important. And it's surprising though, right? Like when I say, okay, I'm having broth and it's calming down my body, and I know that the ripple effect is that if I'm walking around happier, more calm, satiated, like satiated physically, but satiated more emotionally and energetically, then there's less work to be done for me, right? Like nobody has to try and make me feel better. No, and it's never anybody's obligation to do that anyway, but we tend to, as humans, do that, tend to try and rescue. So we can use these things in order to have our bodies be, well, more in the when we look at the polyvagal response, it's like when we go into calm and then our bodies can heal. So having certain tastes, that input of a taste that has your body feel really happy, can help so much with anxiety and stress and all sorts of things like that. And then we're going to move on to sight because I want to get through all of my information today with you guys. So what are some things you like to see? And that again can be in your space. Like, I like to see things so I know that I have them. And I know a lot of people are more into minimalism, but, and I totally appreciate that they like to have things like packed away. And I like to see my stones on the shelves. And I like to see what medicines I have around because otherwise my brain forgets about it and then it'll be there and then I'll go buy more. I have heard that's like an ADHD thing, but I've never been diagnosed. But in order for me to know I have something, I have to see it. And my husband's a little different. He likes to have it put away, but he's very good about you know, not being frustrated with the stuff that I have that he can see. He has all his stuff like put away. For the 90% of his stuff is like put away out of sight, out of mind. For me, it is truly out of sight, out of mind. So I don't even know I have it. So I need to know where my stuff is and then I feel secure. I'm funny like that. I'm a funny bean. Once I actually made like an entire list of everything I owned when I was 25 and I was heading off to Europe and I listed everything because I know me and I knew me then too that if I didn't have a list, I would start to go into like a spiral, a turmoil of feeling like I had nothing. I had given up a job where I had a car. I gave up everything, went to Europe, and I thought from there I was going to go off to Bali because I was scared to pay my thousands and thousands in taxes that year. Anyway, while I was in Europe for over a month, I had this list with me, and every time I would feel like I didn't have anything or I had nobody and I had nothing, I would look at my list and I would remember that no, I've actually got these. And it was like pages of stuff. And it was an interesting, I created the method on my own that I wanted to list everything I owned. And then I would write details. And then, like, if I was sick of writing, if I didn't even want to write it down, then I knew I needed to give it away. I don't know. It was like a Marie Kondo method of a different sort. And so I had this and I walked around with it and I would look at my list and then I would feel better. And I knew that all that stuff was in a safe place in storage at my mom's. So if I ever wanted to come back, I knew it was there. And one of the things was I needed to know my Cabbage Patch Kids were okay. Yeah, I know I was 25 and I'm 50 now and I still need to know they're okay because I'm a little weirdo. So, for me, seeing things helps me feel safe, but for other people, seeing things out does not. So it's really good to know how you work in partnership and how you can navigate that and what people need to see. Like, what do you really need to have out to feel safe? Like, I probably don't need all the things that I have out on a shelf, like you guys can see back there, to make me feel safe. It's just easier for me to navigate that for clients. So, what do you need out that makes you feel safe? Maybe it's just having one lamp out. Maybe it's having nothing. Maybe what you need to have in your sight is an empty space. Maybe you need art, or maybe you need things that look like they have texture, and that's part of touch as well, that they feel like they have texture. You can have, different things as well, whether it's like flowers or plants or living things in your environment as well to look at can really also help you to remind you of growth. It's like an under, it's like, it's not conscious. It's an unconscious thing, but it's one of those things that can help us remind us that there is growth. So when I look outside and I see trees in my forest, I know that I have growth. And then I think, okay, where else do I have growth? And it's like these things will like ramble on in my head and remind me of all the other places I have growth. Oh, I have growth with my relationship with my child and with my husband, and I have growth here, and I have growth in my business, and I have growth on my show. And so then I start to go, wow, cool, there's growth, right? And so having these like visual reminders in my sight can be really helpful. Also, the sight of your partner too, just seeing them can bring delight, right? So being able to see your partner, whether it's on video or in person or whatever that happens to be, that can be calming as well. And looking at each other for like a whole 15 to 30 seconds, like right in the eyes and connecting, can help your nervous system get calmer too. So I'm bringing up all of these things, even though they seem to be unconnected, but they are connected. They're all about the input that our brain takes in, which will result in how our body reacts and how our body will want to either, be aroused or not aroused. So all these external things that seem like, nah, that can't have an impact. It absolutely has an impact. If your house smells like mold and feces, the chances are somebody walking in there is not going to get turned on by that. So you're going to want to change that up, right? Or maybe not. Maybe you're trying to keep people away. That happens too. People will do these things to intentionally keep people away. They'll create hoarding situations and disasters just to keep people away. So that's fine too. That's just a choice. One of the things that I'd like you guys to think about is what are your favorite senses? Because some people's favorite thing is like, I just really love taste, or I really love touch. And they might be more inclined to focus on that. Work on all of them, though, play with all of them. But just think about that. Like, which one do you like the most? Like, I really love touch and I really love taste. And a lot of other stuff, yeah, smell is important to me, but touch and taste are really important, probably top priority. So when you know that and you can start somewhere, start with ones that you feel are your topmost priorities and work with that with yourself and then with your partner too. So if you don't have somebody to hug, remember you've probably hugged somebody in your life. So connect with that energy so you can feel that. When we come back, we're gonna have more fun and ideas for the before the foreplay, how to connect with your partner, also with your space, because if you're living together, or even if you're not, creating the space to have that space for each other is super important. And so all of this before the foreplay, like very little of it has to do with actually getting your partner to climax, right? Like so far, none of it has had to do with that. It's all had to do with connecting and creating an environment where everybody feels happy. So next is going to be we're going to talk about more things like that. So you're listening to Inspired Choices Network. You're listening to the Pleasure Zone, actually. My brain today. You're listening to the Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and I'm your host, Milica Jelinic, and we'll be right back.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for the Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is the Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. I just had some more broth and I love broth. Good times. So for those of you just tapping in right now, we're talking about before the foreplay. It's called before play, but really it's before the foreplay. This is like, what are all the things you can do in your relationship, in your life, so that you feel connected and you have a deeper sense of intimacy with your partner on a daily basis that has you then become interested in having the foreplay, the sex, and the afterplay. So before the foreplay, how do we connect with our partners? And we talked a lot about doing different things sensorially to be able to do that with ourselves too, so that we can feel calm enough to be able to feel connected, to create more like lasting, sustainable effects. And all these things that I've been talking about are essentially free. So if we want to kind of tap into more of a playful, which I love being playful, is more playful things that are more standard, not like my view of playful, which can be totally dorky. I'm not going to give you all the things I do that are I would say before the foreplay. Because the chances are you're not going to be the person who brings out puppets to have silly conversations, and you probably don't have a partner that would not only tolerate that but be amused by that. So I'm not going to give you all my crazy things I do, but within some of these ideas that I'm going to give you, I think you're going to be able to find some that will really work for you, that you're going to be able to do on a regular basis, that will invite you, your partner, into having way more fun with you. So one of the probably most common ones that people do is sexting, right? So whether you're sending it as like a super sexy note where it's got all kinds of vulgarity in it, we'll say, or if you're just sending a flirty note, Sending notes that your partner can reflect back on and read can really be helpful so that they can feel connected to you even when maybe you're not there. Maybe you're off at work and they just want a reminder that you think that they're amazing, beautiful, super sexy, and you love their ass or something. You can add things to it. And it depends also on what your partner would like to hear. You can always ask them too if they like the notes. They might not. Hopefully they would give you a response if you are sending a flirty note. So flirty notes can also be like hints and invitations to what are you doing in 2 hours from now? Do you want to meet at such and such a location for a little rendezvous? You can have all kinds of fun with that. You can do voice messages, you can text, you can do, I mean, handwritten letters are beautiful and we hardly ever have them anymore. So those would be beautiful as well. I remember getting like handwritten notes, and one day I'm going to have my friend from high school on because we used to write each other notes all the time. And she happens to have a stash of them where I used to write her lesbian love letters. So one day we'll have her on to go through the lovely lesbian love letters that were hilarious. And used to send little gifts with them, like stickers and sometimes like the perfume of the day. Like they were very, very lesbian looking back on that. So, make it fun. Send a little something in with that note if it is a love note that's handwritten. And whether you live with that person and you leave it on their pillow or whatever, just do something sweet that's a lovely note that reminds them that they're loved. Eye contact. We talk about eye contact a lot. And the reason I do that is because so many people do not have eye contact these days. And a lot of people find it uncomfortable, but it's like 15 to 30 seconds, guys. Just look at each other for like 15 to 30 seconds before before you get out of bed, before you leave the house. Just take that 30 seconds to enjoy seeing your partner. Like, do you ever wake up before your partner and you look at them and you're like, I am so grateful you're alive and in your my life. You're just in my life. And like that in your own brain can be part of the before the foreplay. It's like an affirmation that you're grateful for this person. And I do it all the time. I'll say it out loud. Thanks for being in my life. And I don't know. My husband probably does think I'm a little bit of a nerd dork, but that's why he married me, because I'm a nerd dork. And then we talked about teasing the senses quite a lot in the last segment. And that's another thing you can do, whether it's you can add things that are very fun and, bringing chocolates, or I say chocolates because that's such a common one, but also different things like spices that will turn you on. Like cinnamon turns me on. It doesn't turn everybody on, but cinnamon and having different scents in the home, like a light incense. One of my favorite is, from I can't remember the name of the company, but there's like a sage smell to it, and it's so lovely. It's like a sage Nag Champa, from the Nag Champa company. I call it the Nag Champa company because it's that like the incense that comes in the blue box, but the one I get is like gray and it's sage. Anyway, and you could, whether it's touching each other. Like the other day, my body was so tired, and all my husband did was like touch my arm, and I was like, oh. And my whole body just chilled out. So it can be so simple, so simple. It doesn't need to take a lot of effort. You can also just have play together, like joke around, have playful banter about the silly things. Like, I don't know, talk about each other's body parts in a fun and playful way where you're delighted by their body. Like, again, I'm trying not to give you guys too many personal examples, but if you just want to like flash your tits to your partner, go for it. It's fun. I'm sure they're not going to be offended by you showing them your goods. So remember that you can just have play, and that's going to help feel the connection again too. And flash your boobs, flash your butt, flash your goods, flash whatever you like. It's your lover. If they're offended, and I don't know why they would be, I think it can be fun. Maybe people are offended by that. I don't know. If you are offended, then you need to tell your partner that. But I wouldn't be offended if somebody just, and I'm don't get offended when I just get flashed. I think it's the cutest thing ever. So flash away, have lots of fun, be playful, because you really just want to be able to connect with your partner in the most loving, kind, sustainable way. And if you really don't have any ideas, then try some of the ones I've given you today. I hope they work for you.
Thank you for choosing to listen to The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. We'll return next Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. We hope you'll join us. Until then, have the best week of your life by choosing to be turned on and tuned in to your body.